Jai Shri Parikar, Shri Shri Guru Granga, Shri Shri Gandharvika, Girir Hariju, Ki Jai. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Jena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha, Patitanan Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We're continuing our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. And we're on text 116 of Chapter 13. Actually, it may not be exactly there, but that's where we're going to start. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. Yeah, we read that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Purport. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwaraka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister, and others from Dwaraka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath towards Gundicha Temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Khetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. However, he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Khetra is a place of Aishvarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is the place of Madhura Leela, Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath car, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would wait on the Rath for their forward march. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaur Sundar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Mahaprabhu was successful in attracting the mind of Lord Jagannath. Text 120. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. Yat kumara hara sa eva hi varas ta eva chaitra shapas te kon milita malati surabhaya prodha kadam banila. Sa chaivasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho reva rodhasi vetasi tarutale cheta sama samutkantate. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra, the same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. Purport. This verse appears in the Padyavali 382 by Srila Rupa Goswami. E shloka Mahaprabhu pade bara bara swarupa vina artha keha na jani ihara jane ihara. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. But for Swarup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. E shlokarta purve kariyachi vyakyana shlok era bhavarta kari sankshepe akyana. I have already explained this verse. Now I shall simply describe it in brief. Purport. In this connection, see Madhyalila chapter 1, verses 53, 77 through 80, and 82 through 84. The next verse, text 124. Purve yaiche kurukshetre sabha gopi gana krishnara darshana pana anandita mana. Formerly all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place Kurukshetra. Text 125. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Swarup Damodar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus spoke to Lord Jagannath. Aveshe Radha Krishna Kare Nivedana Se Tumi Se Ami Se Nava Sangama. You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting together. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Tatapi amaramana hare vrindavana vrindavane udaya karo apana charana. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Ihan lokaranya hati goda rata dvani tahan pushparanya bringa pika nada shuni. Ratadvani, the rattling sound of chariots. Kurukshetra is crowded with people. There are elephants and horses and the rattling of chariots. In Vrindavan, however, there are flower gardens and the humming of the bees and chirping of the birds can be heard. Ratadvani, the rattling sound of chariots. In the morning after the RT, after every RT, we do Jayadvani, sound of Jai, or the sounds of Jai, must mean something like that. Ihan Raja Vesha Sange Sabha Kshatriya Gana, Tahan Gopa Vesha Sange Morali Vadana. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Vraje tomara sangeye saka ashvadhana se sukas sumadrera ihan nahi eka kana. Here there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. The Radha and Krishna meeting together at Kurukshetra, but Radharani is not really very happy. Actually, her mind is very disturbed. People are separated for some time, long time, then meeting again, it is difficult to understand the true feelings of the other person. Soldiers, for example, sometimes gone from their families for a long period of time. Months and months and months. And when they return, then if it's the husband returning to his family, his wife and children, then he may be meeting his wife and the wife meeting the husband. And they will expect to pick up their life where they left off before the man left for his assignment. But when they get together, there is some
difference. It's not the same.
Uncomfortable feeling. What has changed in the months and months of separation? How have you changed and how have I changed? And do we still know each other the same as before? Some sort of apprehension and anxiety like that. So Krishna's meeting with the gopis, and particularly here is the discussion of the meeting of Srimati Radharani with Sri Krishna. And Srimati Radharani is very anxious. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. So a dramatic change. Krishna the cowherd boy, Krishna the king, Krishna the prince. And so many things transpired in the meantime. Marriages, for example. 16,000 queens. Krishna was 16,000 queens. Oh, Srimati Radharani. What she is thinking. Here's what she's thinking. Here, there's not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. That's what she's thinking. Apparently the same person, Krishna, apparently the same person, Radharani. They are so intimately connected in their home in Vrindavan. Now they're meeting after some years in Kurukshetra. And everything is different. Everything has changed. Where are the flower gardens and the humming of the bees and chirping of the birds? Here at Kurukshetra, you're dressed like a royal prince accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here there's not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani is very disappointed. So imagine so much anticipation. Again, the two lovers will be meeting, but so much has changed. And now Sri Radha is finding this meeting to be not satisfactory at all. She continues, Ama Lana Puna Lila Karaha Vrindavane Tabe Amar Manovancha Hoyata Purane. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. Text 132. I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general cannot understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses was known to Sarup Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Sri Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. What do we call that when Rupa Goswami broadcasts the meaning? Vaishnava transmission. Text 135. While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began to recite that verse, which he tasted in the association of Sarup Damodar Goswami. The gopis spoke thus, Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. So the gopis telling Krishna, you are so exalted, highly, highly exalted. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by yogis, great mystic yogis and philosophers. But we are nothing. What are we? We are some ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Housewives. Homemakers, basically. That's what we are. What hope do we have with you that we will attract? We are so simple, you are so exalted. What hope do we have that we will attract your love? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:82-49. The gopis were never interested in karma yoga, jnana yoga, or dhyana yoga. They were simply interested in bhakti yoga. Unless they were forced, they never liked to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Rather, they preferred to take the lotus feet of the Lord and place them on their breasts. Sometimes they regretted that their breasts were so hard, fearing that Krishna might not be very pleased to keep his soft lotus feet there. When those lotus feet were pricked by the grains of sand in the Vrindavan pasturing ground, the gopis were pained and began to cry. The gopis wanted to keep Krishna at home always, and in this way their minds were absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Such pure consciousness can arise only in Vrindavan. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain his own mind, which was saturated in the ecstasy of the gopis. Text 137. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." Purport. Only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matter for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. The mind will work. It's going to be working, and it's working. Accepting, rejecting. So-called thinking, something like thinking. I'm thinking this. I'm thinking that. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. What do I want? The mind is suggesting so many unlimited things, one after another. But if we have some responsible service, some duty that we feel responsible to fulfill for the service of Guru Gauranga, then the mind will be engaged, actively engaged in thinking how to fulfill that duty, how to complete my duty. Then the mind is not void, it's not vacant of thought, but it's automatically engaged in the real service of the jiva, and that is actively thinking of service to the Lord and his devotees. Text 138. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. You know, so many, the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And in the material world, women are generally much more attached to their place of their birth than men are. Men are always often find themselves in the, maybe not so often, I don't know, but any regularly, men will have to choose where to live, where their wife wants to live or where they want to live. Sometimes that happens. Women generally want to live near their families, their parents, and so forth. And Srimati Radharani, I'm only mentioning this because it occurred to me reading this. My dear Lord, Radharani is saying to Krishna, my dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. She's giving him an ultimatum. I don't care for you here in Kurukshetra. You come to Vrindavan. I'm living in Vrindavan. Radharani doesn't go to Dwarka, does she? No. I'm living in Vrindavan. And you come there and stay with me there. But I will not leave my Vrindavan Dham. She will not go with Krishna to Dwarka. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. And if I don't get it there, I don't want it. Indirectly, that's what's being said here. But if I do not get it, politely she's saying, but if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. You don't have to come to Vrindavan, but if you don't come there, then I don't know how I will continue living. Very difficult. What is Krishna to do? He's showing now his home is in Dwarka. And he has wives and family, children, so many things in Dwarka. But he also cannot live without Srimati Radharani. So his heart also is yearning for her company. And she's saying, Vrindavan or nothing. You come back to Vrindavan. That's my home. You stay there with me. But if you will not do that, how will I live? Text 139. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for jnana yoga or dhyana yoga. Although you know me very well, you're still instructing me in jnana yoga and dhyana yoga. It is not right for you to do so. Why Krishna's instructing her this way? Oh, be peaceful. Be peaceful, Radharani. Don't be in anxiety about me. Do some meditation. Then everything will be harmonious. Nothing to worry about. You can do some yoga. Then your mind will be peaceful. And Radharani is saying, no, thank you. I don't care for that. My mind doesn't accept it. There's no place in my mind for these things. Although you know me very well, you are instructing me in these yoga practices. It is not right for you to do so. Why are you doing this to me? You understand what I need to be satisfied. Those things will not satisfy me. I need your association. That's the only thing that will ease the pain of my heart. Purport. The process of mystic yoga, the speculative method for searching out the Supreme Absolute Truth, does not appeal to one who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. A devotee is not at all interested in speculative activities. Huh, oh really? A devotee is not at all interested in speculative activities. Very good, yes. Devotees are not. Instead of cultivating speculative knowledge or practicing mystic yoga, a devotee should worship the deity in the temple and continuously engage in the Lord's service. Temple deity worship is realized by the devotees to be the same as direct service to the Lord. The deity is known as Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the form of a material manifestation, brass, stone, or wood. Ultimately, there is no difference between Krishna manifest in matter or Krishna manifest in spirit, because both are his energies. For Krishna, there is no distinction between matter and spirit. His manifestation in material form, therefore, is as good as his original form, Satchidananda Vigraha. A devotee constantly engaged in deity worship, according to the rules and regulations laid down in the shastras and given by the spiritual master, realizes gradually that he is in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he loses all interest in so-called meditation, yoga practice, and mental speculation. Okay, we'll stop there. And we ended on verse 139, and we'll start next time on verse 140. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Girid Hari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Nittai Gaur Premanande. Jai Sad Goswami Prabhu's Ki Jai. Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Anantikoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gradhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Jai Sri Jagannath Rathiatra Ki Jai. Jai Sri Chanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in front of the Rath cart. Ki Jai. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol.